ओमज्ञानं श्रीनाञ्जनशलाकाचक्षुरं नूतनेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीद्वैताचार्य श्रीवासदितौ भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। सो फार वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट हाउ दिस डीटी वर्शिप इज हेल्पिंग अस to establish our relationship with the Lord, and how Prabhupada has emphasized about, you know, deity worship, and also our whole Acharya Parampara, they are having their own personal deities, and in this way they are showing that for each and every single devotee the worship of the deity is very essential. Like Rupa Goswami has given 64 different limbs in his Nectar of Devotion book. Out of them, 36 limbs are mainly for deity worship. So, in this way we can understand that how deity worship is, you know, is one of the most significant, you know, aspects of devotional service out of Navada Bhakti. There are 9 different processes: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaran. There are 9 processes, but in this age of Kali, mainly we are focusing on Shravanam, Kirtanam. But in deity worship, we find all the 9 processes included, some or other. It has Sravanam, it has Kirtanam, because that is temple, there must be Kirtan and Katha. Then it also includes Smaranam, we have to chant mantras, you know, Vandanam is also praying, requesting and offering obeisances, and Atmanivedanam is also offering obeisances and giving everything to the Lord, whatever you have. Then Pada Sevanam is also, because you are offering service to worship the lotus feet. Sranam Kirtanam, Vishnu Sranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam is itself, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. You are doing in the mood of servant. The worship is supposed to be offered in the mood of a servant. Dasyam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam. Sakhyam. So your Sakhyam Bhakti is Sakhyam Bhakti may not be, you know, possible in deity worship, but still, if it is, you know, connected with the service attitude, because there are some sakhas in Krishna Leela, they are offering their services to Krishna by offering their laps for Krishna to sleep. They are giving their, you know, offering tambul for Krishna, you know, to eat. Then, so in this way, Sakhya Bhakti can be included in deity worship. Like, in offering some particular food, like, in some deity worship, you know, we see the offer, Arjuna offered by Gauridas Pandit. The Gauridas Pandit was in his past life, he was Subal Sakha, so he was a Sakhya mood, and he was worshipping the Ambika Kalana deity of Gaunitai. So even though he was in Sakhya mood, so he was worshipping the deity, but at the same time he was having the Sakha mood, so he used to chastise the deities. He used to bind the deities. He used to, you know, he put the curtain in such a way nobody can see, nobody can run, no, deities cannot run away. Not only that, he used to, once it happened, he took the stick out and then he was running behind them and bringing them back to the altar. They just left the altar. So Sakhya mood is included in deity worship. Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. So Atmanivedanam is giving everything to Krishna. So in one sense, Navada Bhakti, everything is included in deity worship. And as earlier we discussed, deity worship can never be without daily sadhana. It can never be without daily sadhana. If you are just doing deity worship, but you are not connected with the parampara, you are not doing your 16 round chanting or listening or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and if you are not doing the routine sadhana, you know, then the deity worship is not complete. Deity worship includes swadhyaya. Deity worship includes all different aspects that we have discussed earlier. Five panchanga, you know, the five, what you call panchanga upasana, panchanga prana, panchanga worship, puja, archana. Panchanga archana is abhigaman, upadan, yoga, ijya and swadhyaya. So these five things. Abhigaman means preparing to come to temple. Upadan means collecting paraphernalia we need to do for the worship. Then yoga means spiritualizing ourselves and the paraphernalia, you know. And ijya is actually worship, and swadhyaya is studying or sadhana. Studying, practicing and teaching, that is called swadhyaya. Now that we have discussed earlier that day. You can take the point from these five points from Prabhu: abhigaman, upadan, yoga, ijya and swadhyaya. These are five points of panchang. Panchanga upchar, panchanga upa, what do you call, panchanga seva. So, and we also discussed about the five different way of Krishna's manifestation. In one is para in the spiritual world, then second was vyuha, third was vaibhava, vaibhava is incarnation, four is antaryami, paramatma, and fifth is Archa Vigraha. So these are five main manifestation of the Lord. That we have discussed earlier. And before that we talk about two marks. One is Pancharatrik mark and one is Bhagavat mark. I mean, there are Tantric and Vaikanas. So there are two different kinds of Upasana worship. Vaikanas is more on mantras and less on practical. And Tantras are more on practical, less on mantras. And Pancharatrik is mixture of both. It has Tantra and Vaikanas. It has mantras also. And it has mudras also. So we are having Pancharatrik, and Pancharatrik is the knowledge which was given in five nights to Narad. You know, that is Pancharatra. There are different kinds of Pancharatra. 108 Pancharatras, and out of them we are taking, you know, getting one Narada Pancharatra. So we are learning from Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra was emphasized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if one is not following Pancharatrik Vidhi, so he will create chaos in the society. Pancharatrik Vidhim Vina Ekantiki Harir Bhakti Utpadayava Kalpate. Whoever is not following Pancharatrik Vidhi or Shruti Smriti Purana, then he will create havoc. He will make chaos in the society and in his own life also. So one is not supposed to be for doing anything whimsically. So deity worship is one of the most practical aspect of devotional service, because Srila Prabhupada, if you read his lectures or letters, you will find that Srila Prabhupada used to ask the devotees to keep themselves busy all the day, from 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock, all the day. And then Prabhupada used to say, how to do this? Chant your rounds, and then he mentioned this thing. Worship the deity, offer bhoga, you know, worship them with the aarti, and having different services in the during the day along with your regular services. So deity worship is a part of, even Prabhupada, when he was household, he used to have his deities at his home. He was having Radha Govinda deity at his home. Prabhupada, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also having his own deity to worship. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to worship. You know, Rupa Sanatana were worshipping. Even Jagannath Mishra, father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was Adhokshaj Vishnu. He used to worship Jagannath Mishra. Advaita Acharya, he used to worship. You know. So, the means in our parampara, we see that there must be a worship at home. If you are worshipping in the temple, so there are different things, but there must be worship at home. So there are few rules and regulations for deity worship at home. And there are few things which we can learn. The deity worship should be done in temple. Now you may feel that why we require to know about worshipping in the temple? Temple worship is highly elaborated. But if you see, you know, overall, then there are three different ways of worship. One is simplified, very simplified worship that can be either offered at home or it can be offered in a small centers like Namata centers or somewhere like that, and some temples which are running very, you know, struggling mode. So in those centers, the simplified, very simplified worship can be offered. Then there is a standard worship, you know. Actually there are four kinds of worship, four different worship we have. One is very simple worship. Second is little elaborated. I mean, how you say, little above the standard of home worship. You know? Means these two can be followed at home. Like very simple and little better than that. These two. Dhani Oskar also mentioned this in his, you know, book. And there are two more. One is very standard for the temple, and even elaborate standard worship. Elaborate standard worship is like doing deity worship. No, that is Naimittik. There are two, Nitya Seva and Naimittik Seva. Nitya is everyday worship and Naimittik is special events. Yes. So Naimittik is events or special worship, festivals. But Nitya is daily worship. But even Nitya, there is the fourth worship is like extremely elaborate. Like every small thing is so much, you know, perfectly, you know, it is done like all the shuddhis are done perfectly, all the worship, full mantras, and every small thing is taken care of. It is not so easy. Prabhupada has given us the standard deity worship for temples, standard deity worship, the third one for all the temples. And second, the down step, second one, which is the middle, not so simple, not so difficult, that is for the temple which are running in a struggling mode or very small. So, but for us, we should learn at least first three, if we cannot learn four, all the four. At least first two we must know, everyone should know. But the third one is required, the devotee who are eager to improve their worship being standard in the temple. Or even the temple administrator should know this. because they have to supervise even, you know, the DT department also. Or maybe the head pujari is there. He must know about the, you know, the standard temple worship. That includes mantras as well as mudras. So I was thinking that mudras and, you know, certain things, like in the discussion with Janani Asuru, I found out that the standard of worship can be improved at any level. Like, even you can worship the deities at home with the higher standard also. Not a problem. But the only thing is that service should not be naimittik. Or how you say, it should not be whimsical. It's not naimittik, but it's not be whimsical. Like, today you are having very high standard, but tomorrow you are not giving any standard. And then again you got some, you know, today you are having off, so you are giving very high standard. But there is no fix, you know, that how much standard you will maintain. If you have not fixed up it. So that is not right way. But to improve the standard up to, you know, any level, even to the temple worship, it's not a problem. You can learn it. So, you know, like for example, learning the mudras, Matsya mudra, Dhenu mudra, Chakra mudra. So these mudras, which we are going to discuss today. So these mudras are there. It's not a big thing, you know, to make some, you know, gestures. It's not a problem. It's like anyone can do. You know, Chakra mudra, Dhenu mudra. It's not a big thing. Even you can do at home also. But the one who is watching you, or even it is tantric way of worship, you know, it, of course, there is a pancharatri now, but that gives even more, you know, more stable worship or more improved worship standard. Like if you are doing mudras also, if you are chanting mantras, if you are chanting Gayatri mantras along with the mudras, yeah. So the standard is improved of the deities, deity worship. Apart from all these procedures, the main essential point is to have proper consciousness of worship. If you see overall, you know, like in my interaction with both the brothers, Ganyas and Pankajangri Prabhu, so in my interaction I found out, if you ask him one thing, then he will give very simple thing, you know, okay, you can do this much. No, I want little more. Okay, then you do this much also. No, I want to know more. Okay, then you should add this much also. So in this way, you know, he will elaborate the things. Then I ask him, then why you do like this? Elaborating one by one. I ask him, then he asked me. Then he said that first of all, it depends on your capacity, your desire to worship. Yeah. Depends. Like deity worship is like as you know, that installation of the deity is not when you are chanting some mantras and offering some, you know, some panchamrut and some other paraphernalia to the deities, and that we're chanting some mantras, and this way you are installing the deity. The installation of deity starts from sankalpa. Today we have decided, for example, that we should have Go Nithai deity at our home or at our temple, you know. So sankalpa started. So that is the first step of deity installation. So that's sankalpa, and then sankalpa will take me to you know, to some devotees to get some guidance. Then sankalpa will, you know, motivate me to go to some particular market, then I'll find out some deity which is most appropriate for my worship or as per my, you know, likings, and then I will get the deity, I will bring at home, and then I will organize some event, then I will call Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, maybe fire sacrifice, and then I will follow all the principles, all the rituals, what you are mentioned in the scriptures, and then finally the deity is installed after finishing all the rituals. So he said that the consciousness, the first consciousness, the consciousness is everything, even in staying in dham, even chanting the holy name, even listening Bhagavatam class, even doing deity worship, even doing any process of the nine Navada Bhakti. The consciousness is the crucial part. And that's why Prabhupada has given the title International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The consciousness is the crucial part of all the services. So even the deity worship is even more, because in deity worship we do seva apradha. If we are not praying properly, then we are doing seva apradha. That is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. You know, Rupa Goswami has given the process, and Rupa Goswami has given, Hari Bhakti Viras Sanatana Goswami has given the rituals, and Rupa Goswami has given the meaning of the ritual in Nectar of Devotion. So then he said that then it depends on your capacity, your desire, your circumstances and everything that will follow. And second thing is that if you are doing all your worship with full of your love to Krishna, so everything will follow automatically. Even though you don't know any mantras, but still all your worship will be perfect. So that's why it depends on how much we want and how much we can do it. So that's important in our part. For example, very small example. For Yashoda Mata to chant 16 rounds every day is not required, because she is beyond this stage. She is not in this stage that she is to chant 16 rounds. You know, that is one thing. So, but we have to do it. We have to bring the mind in such a way. Like, this is one thing. In the same way, for Yashoda Mata to cook for Krishna, to feed him, is nothing new for her. She knows how to do it in that mood. But for us, we don't know how to do it. So we have to follow the proper standard. Another thing is, when some guest is coming at your place, some guest is there, then how to receive the guest is you have learned from different places, so you know how to receive the guest. So you try your best to offer, you know, proper respect, nice words. What do you do? How you do it? Tell me. When some guests are coming.
Warm welcome will be more.
What else you can offer?
Sitting place.
One by one.
Water.
Okay, sitting place. Water. Then.
Then some dish, fruit, eatable items and
something to eat. Okay, somebody else,
depending upon the relation.
Consider that very nearest, consider, you know, biggest guest, chief guest, consider them.
Everything should be good, like
what them. Everything means what?
Sitting place, then feasting or this.
Okay, asan, sitting place, then.
food or stuff.
Some food, okay then.
After food, tumble.
Tumble.
Hot prisoner. Mm-hmm. Then comes the sleeping, good bed, thing, and morning they come to doctor, then will the toilet facilities.
Yeah, what else includes?
Talks,
nice words, nice sweet words. Nice
words, yeah.
You know, nice talking, he likes to listen. What else?
Yes, give place for rest.
Proper, that he said, to give him proper place to take rest, right? What else you, what else you do?
Whatever best we have, we will show him our album or whatever is there.
Okay, whatever nice thing for with us, we can show.
The gesture should make them feel that they are welcome. We come back and
meet. Yeah. Okay. What else you offer? Attention. Attention. You know, if he's at your home, and you are not attending him, so you are giving attention also. What else you can offer? Some flower garland, right? Some sandalwood paste. What else?
Perfume.
Some perfume. Yeah. So that is what we are offering to deities. So this is the mood. We are offering the deity, and our Krishna is very liberal, like he is very merciful. For he has made this different process. Like you can offer me this much, you can offer me this much. There are Sodasha Upchar. Today we are going to discuss about deity worship, household deity worship, and including Sodasha Upchar deity worship, both. Sodasha Upchar means 16 items. So before we start, I would like to read some quotation from Prabhupada, what Prabhupada said. I think it is best if everyone centers his attention on the deity in the temple, and that in that way the temple worship will pull on nicely. Of course, if the temple is unapproachable or too far, that is a different thing. But if the temple is easily accessible, then Besh program, this is the Besh program, you know, to take part in the temple services. In ISKCON, like we have procedure that we, you know, ISKCON gurus, they generally they give the deities directly, you know, or they give the name to the deity. This is our standard. Either they give the deity or they give the name to the deity. So that is being followed, that the spiritual master will directly either himself gift or he will give the name, like that. Like for example, we ask for our Goranitai to our spiritual master. Guruji said simple Goranitai. He said simply Goranitai. But in some places we have different name, right? Where some devotee have different, you have some different name at Gornitai? Nitai Gauranga. In Nitai Gauranga deity is there. Some devotee have, you know, Nitai Sachisut is there. Some devotee have, you know, Radha Govinda Dev. Some have some Radha Shyam Sundar. But in Srila Prabhupada, for home worship, Prabhupada used to emphasize on, first used to emphasize on Panchatattva photo. Only Panchatattva photo with Guru Parampara. That's it. But then Prabhupada said that you can have three-dimensional form. A three-dimensional form is deity. Yeah. That is wooden deity or metal deity or. But that too only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Radha Krishna and Jagannath should be worshipped not in the beginning. Of course, in Gujarat we have, you know, a trend, what you call trend, that people have Gopal deity. It's like this is some, more or less it is Pushti Marg style, because in Pushti Marg every house they have Gopal deity at home. You know, Gopal is same, Srinath ji, Gopal deity. Laddu Gopal. Laddu Gopal is also, you know, somewhat Srinath Ji form. Srinath Ji is different, complete different form, but he is also Gopal and Laddu is also Gopal. So both are in Gopal mode. And our Gaudiya Parampara, we are worshipping the deity along with Radharani. We don't worship Krishna alone. So Radha Krishna worship is Gaudiya Parampara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us Radha Krishna worship. And Chaitanya and Prabhupada has given us Gonitai. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also brought love. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also, he also brought Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu, he mainly brought by Srila Prabhupada. Even Krishna Balaram also. So Balaramji mainly brought by Srila Prabhupada. So one is worshipping the deity at home, one is worshipping the deity in temple, or one is worshipping the deity beneath the tree, you know, underneath the tree. Like if you are Babaji, then you might be worshipping the deity underneath the tree. But in whatever, you know, but the deity should not be considered to be idol. It should be considered to be personality of God, you know, himself. So there is one very nice quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam that I read. Second canto, third chapter, 22, purport. Prabhupada's purport. Especially for the householder devotees, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. As far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install the deity of Vishnu, forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan or Sitaram specially, or any other form of the Lord like Narasimha, Varaha, Gaurnitai, Matsya, Kurma, Shaligram, Shila or many other forms of Vishnu like Trivikram, Keshav, Achyuta, Vasudev, Narayan and Damodar, as recommended in the Vaishnava Tantras or Puranas. And one's family should worship strictly following the direction and regulation of Archana Vidhi. Any member of the family who is about 12 years, Prabhupada said, of age, should be initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and all the members of the household should be engaged in the daily service of the Lord. Beginning from morning 4 a.m. till night 10 p.m. by performing Mangala Artik, Nirajan, Archan, Puja, Kirtan, Shringar, Bhog, Vaikali, Sandhyartik, Pat, Bhog at night, Shayanartik, etc. Engagement in such worship of the deity under the direction of bona fide spiritual master will greatly help the householder to purify their very existence and make rapid progress in spiritual life, spiritual knowledge. So this is given by Srila Prabhupada himself. In the purport. So this is also a nice quotation. 7th canto, chapter 5th, text number 24. Especially for householder devotees who are opulent in material possession, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. An opulent householder devotee who does not engage his hard-earned money in the service of the Lord is called miser. If I am earning money and if I am not engaging in the deity worship, so I am a miser. One should not engage paid brahmanas, you know, to offer deity worship. Like, because I have a lot of money, like I can have some small room separately for the deities. I can have a nice deity, marble deity at home, and then I will ask some employee, some brahmana, paid brahmana pandit, he will come every day and do some deity worship. No, deity worship should be done by our own self. You know, so that is mentioned. Grihastha devotees are generally engaged in material activities. Therefore, if they do not take to deity worship, if they don't serve the deities, then what should they do? They should give donation to those people who are able to do deity worship. You know, if they don't do a deity worship, they are falling down, positively assured. Any householder devotee, circumstantially unable to worship the deity, must at least see the deities. If you cannot even, you know, give donation, then you should at least see the deities, you know, being worshipped every day. He may also get success. Like giving donation, he will get 50% benefit. If I am giving donation to deity worship, I will get 50% benefit of deity worship. Okay. The special purpose is to keep oneself pure and clean of the deity worship, the main purpose of deity worship. So we should worship deities at home, or we should give donation to those who are able to do nice deity worship, like ISKCON temple or some other, you know, devotees are doing nice deity worship. Or else, at least we cannot do anything, then at least we should take darshan of the, when the deity worship is going on. You know? But this should not be like, oh, we have been given opportunity, now we can avoid worship at home, and we can also avoid, because I don't have money, because the money is utilized for my enjoyment. So I don't have money, you know. So that's why I will just take darshan in the temple, you know, while talking with some people. So, we should ideally worship the deity in a proper mood. So Prabhupada has given the minimum standard. He can worship, in one of the letters Prabhupada wrote in 1975, he can worship Govinda in his home. The most important element for their worship is the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. They can at least one aarti, and whatever food stuff are prepared can be offered. This is minimum standard. One aarti and bhoga. And another letter Prabhupada is being very nice. As so far as taking care of duties and your family simultaneously, you have to do both mutually. But the main is important, deity worship. Just like a busy housewife is always busy in household affairs, but engaged dressing herself nicely at the same time, nicely combing her hair, etc. But both things should go together. Yes, at least once daily the deity's clothes must be changed. 1971, Prabhupada is writing this letter. Must be changed in the morning. If the deities are small, as they appear to be from the photograph, then they can be laid down in a bed at night, and they can be given night gowns to wear before taking rest. That is nice. If there is time and facility, then these things can be implemented. What he said, Prabhupada said, every day bath, you know, changing the clothes in the morning, and at night giving them night gowns, minimum, you know. So far as bathing is concerned, it requires two hands and one tongue. In your left hand, be ringing a bell, and simultaneously with your right hand, pour the water and chant Hare Krishna, Chintamani, or Govinda Jai Jai. And Prabhupada writes like that. Later from Srila Prabhupada, May 1, 1971. So now, yeah, children and deity worship, that is also should be for the household devotees. Children should not be given the deities as playing idol. You know, they should not be given given play as a toy, or they can misbehave with the deities, or they can offend the deity. You know, that is quite possible. Yes, but still we have seen that some families, when the children are nicely trained, so they are also having their own small, you know, altar, and they offer bhoga and all this. They are not, so they are being taken care of. But ideally, less than 5 years are not supposed to be given deities to be toy. But in other words, we should give them training, that we should teach them how to offer bhoga, how to chant mantras, how to, not mantras, but how to offer bhoga and how to offer puja and how to offer obeisances, and how the deity is part of our family member, you know, is his member. Then whatever they make, they create, we should ask them to show to the deity, you know, as an offering. So in this way, they will have, naturally they will develop some love, natural attraction, attachment, you know, to the deities. They will be taking part of Abhishek, Kirtan and all this. They will see and then they will learn. Such learned devotees will become very nice pujaris in future. They will have naturally the mood. So, as far as the travelling is concerned, the deity should travel with the pujari or the devotee. As far as the travelling is, as per the standard. Or if they are not travelling, then there should be someone who is there to worship them. Or they can be handed over to some devotee who can worship. So, these are the standards. At the same time, while travelling the deity should be comfortable. And at the same time, while travelling, the deity should not cause inconveniences to the place and people wherever you are. Deity should not be put in embarrassing situation. Even the deity should not be, if in any case if deities are not properly given respect while travelling, then again it is an offence. So we have to be very careful with the deities, what to do with that. Yes, we do that because
most devotees have deities, and we give them again.
Yes. Yes, yes. So I heard from some sources that for Gornithai deities, this standard, I mean giving deities resting while we are traveling. So for Gornithai it is okay, but for Radha Krishna it is not accepted. Gopal and Radha Krishna and Jagannath, you know. In Vrindavan they have Radharani. Yes. Yeah, but our parampara, we are taught to worship Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instead. They don't worship Krishna alone. Even I have heard some sannyasi or maybe Janyas, or Jayapataka Maharaj or Janyas or Loknath Maharaj or Gopal Krishna Maharaj, I don't know. I heard some sources that some devotee had only Gopal deity. So, you know, the spiritual master or some, you know, proper disciple said that you bring Radharani's photo at least next to him. Radharani's photo. If you don't want to bring the deity, then at least you bring Radharani's photo next to Krishna. You know, but don't worship alone Krishna. Like that. We should have always. Yeah, I mean, or maybe Radha Krishna photo. Radha Krishna photo. But at least Radharani should be there in the altar. If Krishna is there.
Gopalji, they are worshipping, that is actually in the Balram.
Yes. But we are worshipping the deities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established Gopir. What is that? Ramya Kachit Upasana, Vrade Vargena Yakalpita. Vrade Vadu Vargena Yakalpita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Gopis worship is the best worship in all the worship. So that's why we are worshipping Radha Krishna deity. But still, it is not that one, you know, like we have in the manual I was going through. So we have Gornithai deity, Jagannath Baldev deity, and Radha Krishna. These are the main altar. Gornithai, Radha Krishna, and Jagannath. These are main altars. And then we have Sitaram, maybe we have Nrisimhadev, they are different. But the main altar are like this. As I told you, this Bal Vigraha is mainly worshipped by Pushtimarg. Or because they are more in Vastalyaras. And Gaudiya Bhaktas are more in Madhuryaras. You know, mainly. But still, it is individual thing. It cannot be, enforced. You have to serve Krishna in this form only. It cannot be enforced. It is individual, constitutional position of the individual devotee. So now, let us start with daily, normal, simplified household worship, and then we'll discuss about the temple worship. Household worship is the cleanliness should be maintained, you know. We should bath, dress properly, apply tilak, do achman, offer pranam to guru, you know, at home. This purification, tilak, bathing tilak and offering obeisances, having proper clothes. In deity worship, the clothes must be clean, and the Radha Bankar and Vinaya Pankho Faska and Aisi Chalpa. Deity clothes, our clothes should be clean, and it should not be wet. Gila nahi hona chahiye. Like you are coming out of sweating or summer, or you know, if the clothes are not properly dried up, so such clothes should not use. Second thing, after obeisance, is we should ring the bell, turn on the altar lights. Altar light should not be too bright. It should be little in a warm, not too bright. Altar light during the sleep, you know, because they are coming out from the sleep, so that should not be focused. It should be dim light. Then you touch the picture or the deity of the, you know, your spiritual master. You know, ringing the bell, touch the picture or the feet of the spiritual master, and ask him to wake up with a request. You know, small thing that can be managed. You have a small picture of Guru. Put your hand on the feet and ring the bell, and ask him, you know, to come, to wake up. Then same thing should be done to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gornithai. You know, if the deities are there, then they will be lying down on the bed. So in that case, we have to put them on their seat, on their regular seat. If it is photo, then you are not going to give strength that way, you know, during the bed. So in that way, you are just mentally waking up them. That's it. You are not doing anything. then the Lord is given Achman. Bancha. There is no battery, I suppose. Give it to my father, he will put the battery. So generally in morning, sweets are supposed to be offered. After Achman, then next is bhoga offering. I am talking a very simplified process. Very simplified process. So Achman and then normal bhoga. And that in morning time generally it should be sweets. Morning sweets or maybe milk items or something like that. Then we are supposed to perform Achman, offering obeisances to Guru, put the plate next to the altar, or if you have some special table on for that or whatever arrangement you have to keep the plate. And it should be some curtain or something to keep it private, should not be visible to others. Then with your right hand purify the water by sprinkling, purify the food by sprinkling water over it. Put some water, sprinkling some water over it while chanting Maha Mantra. Then one should take asana and sit on the asana, ringing the bell. We should chant the three pranam mantras, that is Guru Pranam Mantra, ideally only first two lines, not the whole. Ideally only first two lines. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnu Padaya Srimate, your Guru's name, iti namine. No, ideally only two lines, not the whole Pranam Mantra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyay, and Namo, that is full, three. Yes, and then Namo Brahmane Devaya. So that should be offered thrice. Tin bar. Ek mantra tin bar, one first thrice, then second mantra thrice, then third mantra, that way. Yeah, three times. All the mantras. Yeah, but some devotees have heard in the beginning what they learned. Means they used to chant all the mantras once, then again they will chant all the mantras once. Not that way. Three mantras, then three, then three, then three, that way. Then one should leave the room for 10 minutes and let bhoga should go properly, offer. You can chant your Gayatri during that, or maybe you can chant Hare Krishna mantra. And maybe some Vaishnava songs if you want. After 10 minutes, we should clap or ring the bell, remove the plate, and we should pray to have, to the Lord have served full prasad and his associate also to full satisfaction. We should pray that they should have full satisfaction, prasad should be taken, accepted, bhoga should be accepted in full satisfaction. So we must try to find out the routine number daily, that how many bhoga we will offer. Morning, afternoon, breakfast, lunch, dinner. This is standard offering we have at home, generally breakfast, lunch and dinner. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, but if some devotees want to worship the deity, what? What? After? You did not understand the mood. This is just a prayer that the deity should accept the food along with all the associates, including your spiritual master. Like, this is the mood. This prayer is not that now, you know, you should take the bhoga, you accept the bhoga. That prayer is already done before that. This is not the prayer. So, after this bhoga, one is supposed to perform aarti. You know. So this is generally, you can have Mangala Arati and afterwards you can have the puja. Generally after that there is a puja. After Mangala Arati there is a puja, there is close curtain puja, and then the changing of the dress, not immediately.
Puja are different?
No. Mangala Arati, if you have Mangala Arati, then after that there is a break of 1 hour or 2 hours, and in between you change, you know, the dress, and so that is in simplified process. You can just offer, you know, Achman. You can just offer Achman. And all the things, whatever solar sopchar or others, should be offered as in the form of pushpa or water from Achman.
Guruji, I have to ask something. In the morning we do Mangal Arati, we have a big break of 2 hours. But we do a chanting.
Yes.
After chanting, we are waiting. So that time, the curtain is supposed to be open or should
it close? Did each curtain should
the
be
darshan open?
Now, if your darshan is open. But then the deity should be given proper attention and respect. As if like the devotee, the deities are standing, then you cannot just, you know, ignore them. You have to give them proper respect or like that. They should not be in any discomfort at all. So if you, even though if you keep the curtain open, there is no problem. But if you are not able to give any attention to the deity and they are just doing nothing, you know. Yeah, then no problem. But if you are doing your household work, then it's better to keep the curtain. You know. But if you are chanting, then it's not a problem. I hope that I can continue. There is a lot of noise. I was not knowing that it would be packed, everything still. Everything is packed.
We can listen.
Yeah, bring the mic. Go, Christo Krishna. Go.
Yeah. They're
not starting.
They start aarti now. So, so what we should do? Household, simple matter. Simple service. Everything should be next to us, so we no need to get up and go and bring. You know, every small thing, something is lying here in the next room and the other room, and it will be a problem. So everything should be there. Then we should sit on a asan, perform achman, sprinkle some water, You can just bring that speaker. Keep on ringing the bell with the left hand, and at least 3 times, you know, before offering water, you should offer some flower mixed with chandan as pushpanjali. That's it. And offer abhishek with water, simply water. That's it. This is done. Even the spiritual master also, you are supposed to offer little flower at his feet. Pushpanjali is is dragging the attention of that particular deity, you know, asking them to see us. When you are giving Pushpanjali, means they will look at you. So even before offering any aarti, we are also supposed to offer Pushpanjali. Even before bhoga also, we are supposed to offer Pushpanjali. Flower, little flower, one flower or little flower. Yeah, Pushpanjali before every offering. But we have some substitute, like in our temple we have substitutes that we offer water. You know, idam pushpanjali, like we offer water. Like Prabhupada has given one quotation in some script in Chaitanya Charitamrita or some other way, that if you don't have the article to offer to the deity, then you can use Ashvan Patra, you know, and that water you offer with that mantra, so it is considered to be as good as that, you know, substitute. So it is considered to be that. Don't ask me. Bring it closer. Okay. This will be easier to listen. Right. Meanwhile, we can chant Chintamani prayers and all while doing deity worship. Then we should offer them, we should clean them with the dry towels. You want to notice this from this? Okay. Oh, it is coming in between?
So I am sitting. This wire is coming, so I am sitting.
So we offer them towel. Oh, sorry, towel like this, right somewhere. Towel should not be kept in the lap or on the floor. They should be have a proper place for the towels. We should keep towels in a proper place. Everything should be in a proper place. Plate should be there or something. It's not like that, we just do it haphazardly. Then after ornaments and all the dresses and are offered, then we can offer flower and tulsi leaf with the chandan at lotus feet, and then agarbatti, incense stick, and ghee or camphor lamp. Then ringing bell, chanting the prayers, offering bhoga, some fruits after bathing, after this, some fruits or some sweets with the drinking water, and after that, offering obeisances, asking for, you know, forgive us any offense we have committed. And finally, clean all the paraphernalia, and then you can open darshanarthi. So this is normal morning worship. Very simple. Nothing in this. Very simple. So, during the day, we offer bhoga and aarti. Now we need, aarti should be offered as, this is simple aarti, only dhup and dip, not elaborate aarti, very simple aarti. Then at night, while sleeping, the deities, we should offer obeisances to Guru first, perform achman, change the deity's clothes, at least not then remove only ornaments and, you know, garlands. Arrange the deity's bed and invite the deity like this, the bed. I have seen the devotees, they are offering bed to Gopal also. He also laid down like this. Gopal, even though he is in sitting posture, but you have to Gopal at home. You have Saligram also, and Ronita also. Panchatantra fort is there. Okay. Small deity. Okay. Yes. So you know, in that way, the worship should be offered in a proper mode, in the way that, okay, we are offering the worship on via Panchatattva. If you are offering the worship via Panchatattva to Gopal, then your worship is purified by Panchatattva. So this is the idea. By Guru and Panchatattva both will be there. Meditation is something like this, which will come in that. We are supposed to worship this way, having proper consciousness of worship and the deity. So then we, you know, either we put them on the bed, or if we don't have a deity, we have a small photo, then we mentally we offer them bed. Then either you practically massage the deity, or you visualize that you are doing it. Mentally do it. And then finally offer obeisances and turn off the lights. So this is Shayan. There are solo shobchara and there are five upcharas. So five upcharas can be also offered in a small temple, or which, you know, the temple which are struggling. This is a home service. Now we can talk about temple service also. So five upcharas out of 16, only five we can offer. The 16 we can offer if we have facility. Even for the householders, you can offer all the 16 upcharas with whatever you use, you know, with water, all 16 one by one, or whatever, you know, material ingredients you have, paraphernalia you have, that you can offer. If whatever you don't have, that you can offer with water. Generally, after bathing the deity, a powder of almond powder or gopi chandan are supposed to be offered. Powder for cleaning the deity. 15 days, every 15 days we should offer some. If the metal deity is there, then we should offer nice polish once in a 2 weeks. Gopi chandan with little lemon or almond powder. That is also good. So that you can offer and it will polish. In that case, we should take care the painted areas and eyes should not be, you know, touched, should not touch the lemon and gopi chandan and all. Now, apart from this, wooden deities are not supposed to be given bath. It should not be wooden deity. And even marble also. Marble deity every day we cannot, you know, perform abhishek. So in that case you can offer abhishek, how you call it, keeping, you know, the deities in front and put the plate, and then you offer the abhishek showing him. Yeah. But marble deity should, what you call, metal deity should be given abhishek. But other deities should be offered only water or whatever in the paraphernalia, showing him and offering. That is standard worship. At least once in every 2 weeks, perhaps Ekadashi, that should be offered.
Abhishek.
Abhishek. You know, like full, you know, massage, what do you call, full firing things and then polishing the deities and all. It should be at least twice in a month. Yeah, what I was saying, another thing is, as far as the mantras are concerned, the mantras, even though you don't remember, if you know the meaning or you know the mood, that will also work. You don't need to remember all the mantras, because sometimes devotees feel, you know, probably can't remember all these mantras. So we should know what are the mantras, and then you don't remember, but you should present the mood. That should not, you know, it should not be like without any mood, just a mechanic, you know, because what I have to do, I just ring some bell and offer some bhogan. The mood should be there, and if you know the mantras, that will be even better. And when you are Brahmin initiated, then you should chant Gayatri mantras along with that. So, for the temple now, we should have we follow the same process, but now it will have Soda Sopchak. So, normal asana, Achman should be Om Keshavaya Namah Narayana Namah Madhavaya Namah. That should be the Achman, and pranam to spiritual master by ringing the bell or knocking it. We should enter the deity room, turn on the lights. Will, you know, while chanting Jai Shri Guru Nithaya or Shri, you know, whatever the deity name. Then waking up the spiritual master with the mood, like, oh merciful spiritual master, please rise up from the bed. Oh Gauranga, please rise from sleep and bless the three words with your auspicious glance. Oh Nityananda, the Lord of Janava, please arise and give up your divine sleep. At the marketplace of the holy name, you distribute the divine name, asking only for one's faith as payment. So this is the mood. So for this translation, we have mantras also. But right now, without mantra, we are talking. But there are mantras. As per the requirement, maybe we have one more week, next Monday. Whatever mantras we specifically require, like Pushpa Shuddhi Mantra, or Water Shuddhi Mantra, Ganga Chaya Muni and all. So that few mantras, we can, next time we can give you. Then, the small deity should be taken on the seat, and the big deity should be mentally, you know, we are waking them up mentally. Then, whatever the crown, turban, chadars, or even flowers, you know, if it is there at night, we should take them out. After removing any remaining flowers and garlands from the previous day, clean the deity room floor and then wash your hands. Garland offered the previous evening and tulsi leaves offered the previous day may remain on the deities through Mangala Arati the following morning. But after Mangala Arati, this thing should be removed. So I tell you what is the process. What we are talking about. Generally for us, we know that deity worship means how to offer bhoga and doing arati. We know this much as per deity. Or maximum there is some abhishek and changing the clothes. But what the deity worship is, waking up the deity, after waking up the deity, we have either panchopachara or shodashopachara worship, full worship. At least once in a day. And then whole day you can follow normal aartis and bhoga and aarti. And then giving little, you know, some service at swayam. But the main worship is what you are doing between 5 to 7 in the morning. That is the main service. You know, that's why you might have seen some traveling devotees or some devotees at home. They only do this much.
that main service, 2 hours, that's it. The rest all whole day, you know, they may just offer one bhoga at next, that's it. But that service is main. Before Shringar, whatever service is done in the inside the altar. Yeah. So now in bhoga arpan, the same process of bhoga arpan, but in this, there are 10 things we should keep while in normal puja or bhoga offering in the temple. Small bell on the plate, panchapatra containing fresh water and spoon, water pot with a spout and a cover filled with water, fourth, visarjan patra, fifth, flower petals, sixth, some arrangement for the bhoga plate, preferably some low table or some, you know, chokis or kushan. 7. Asan for the spiritual master of the deities. 8. The bhoga itself. 9. The lighter for lighting the standing lamp. And 10. To asan to sit for us. You know, asan for us to sit. Now entering the deep, that, you know, offering obeisances, ringing the bell, enter the deity room, chanting the name of the deity, clean the offering area, wash your hands and arrange the table or cushions and wipe, clean the surface. Standard. Now, offering flower or flower petal at the lotus feet of Guru to, you know, to ask, you know, draw the attention of spiritual master and beg his permission to offer worship or the bhoga. Then handful of water, like giving Achman to Guru. Pushpanjali to Guru, then Achman to Guru. That should be Asan for Guru also. So there are mantras like Idam Pushpan, Idam Pushpam, then Guru Seed Mantra, you know, Guru given mantra, second Guru given mantra. Then Idam Achmanyam, Idam Asanam, then Idam Achmanyam, Idam Padyam, you know. So these are the mantras we will discuss later. We will give you all the mantras what we should chant. So we are giving them, giving him asan to Guru now. After giving him asan, the next duty is to purify bhoga. What is, how to purify bhoga is, sprinkle few drops of water on each items and some on our own drop, you know.
On our own?
No, that is prakshana. Prakshana is not for us. Prakshana is for the bhoga. That is prakshana. Prakshana is this. But that we have done earlier, before entering the altar. This prakshana, prakshana is this. Sprinkling water. So this prakshana is for the bhoga, not for us. Then put tulsi leaf on all the plates, preferably each items. Even to the spiritual master, there should be separate plate for your spiritual master. You know, even you should offer tulsi leaf to plate of, in the plate of spiritual master, in the plate of Srimati Radharani, and in the plate of Subhadra Devi also. Yes. Because they will not accept anything without offering to Krishna, and they will not offer anything without tulsi. So Guru, Srimati Radharani and Subhadra Devi, all them should be offered tulsi leaf, even in, you know, offering bhoga to them.
There will be different plates, means.
Ideally, in the, this we are talking about temple. So ideally we should have different plates. Some temple, they have one combined plate for all. So in that, we don't require to separately, you know, offer them. So you can put tulsi in each item. And some even unfortunate struggling temple, they have only one tulsi leaf. So they can offer only one tulsi leaf in the middle of all. at in temple.
In this temple.
What?
In this temple.
Yeah.
It is only one Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, but ideally there should be, you know, like the struggling temple, they may have one plate for all. Yes, but elaborate, they have different plates for each. Like that.
At home, one plate.
Yeah, home. It depends. Like some you only want to have separate plate for Guru, some you only want to have, you know, one plate. So it's not something like you have to do it this much. Now, bhoga offering in temple we are talking. So we have put the plates, put sprinkled water on it, put tulsi leaves in them. Then now we are offering pushpanjali to the deities to drag their attention. While ringing the bell and asking them to come and sit on the asana. In case if there is, you don't have any asana for the deity, sometimes it happens. There is no asana, no mattress, nothing for the deity. But at least you should put some flower petals on that place and that will be asana for the deity. And you should make some gesture, you know, come. Okay, now after this, Pardya, Pardya is washing the feet. Pardya should be offered and Achman to spiritual master, both Pardya and Achman. Achmanim and Pardya. And same with deity worshiping, ascending. Ascending way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. That way. So the mood is like, please accept, my dear Lordship, please accept foot bath. Padjam is foot, washing the feet. My dear Lordship, please accept this Achman. So this is the mood. Now offering the bhoga. Offering a bhoga should be saying same like Achman with water. We should say, please accept this nice food, please accept this beverages, water, you know. Idam Nevedyam, earlier it was Achmanyam. Idam Padyam, Idam Achmanyam, earlier Idam Asanam Esha Pushpanjali, Idam Asanam, Idam Padyam, Idam Achmanya. So these are, then Idam Nevedyam and Idam Panyadikam. Idam Panyadikam Sarvam. Then we should chant three mantras as we have discussed earlier in same manner. Then we are supposed to chant Gayatri. Jaranyas Prabhu says that you can chant Brahma Gayatri in short offering and full Gayatri in big offering. So when the meal is offered to the Lord after 10-15 minutes, we should offer same hastamoksha, idam hastamoksha prakshalanam, washing hand and lay face, hastamoksha prakshalanam. Then idam padyam, again washing the feet, and in the Achmanyam, these three things. Yeah. So that should be offered. Then idam Mahaprasadam should be offered to Guru. Idam Mahaprasadam to Guru. Idam Mahaprasadam to is called Sarthapakacharya and Sarva Sango Pangas Pashadepya. Sarvaparshadirbe. That mantra we will learn later on. So then this is the mood. Then Aarti ceremony. Aarti ceremony, we require that all Aarti paraphernalia with the, you know, okay, this is Soda Shobchar, yes. These are Soda Shobchar worship, Sorosopchar worship. After Bhogo, there is Sorosopchar worship of the deity. Shodashopchar, 16 items. After Bhoga.
Morning time.
So first of all, we request spiritual master and previous acharya's blessings by chanting his pranam mantra, offering obeisances and offering pushpanjali to their lotus feet. Then we are supposed to do achman, clean our hands with, and we should put little chandan in our hand as a purification. Some smell, fragrance, gandha, chandan in our hand, lightly. Then prakshana, sprinkling of water, all the paraphernalia, cleaning everything. Then sprinkling water on yourself while chanting Mahamantra. Then we are supposed to offer that Bhuta Shuddhi mantra, that is Naam Vipro Nacharnarapati, you know the sloka. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalyur Das Das Anudas. So before we offer Sorosh Upchar, generally first is Guru is supposed to be worshipped. Generally we don't offer worship directly, deities. First we offer worship to the Guru. So we should meditate on Guru as if he is sitting in Navadvip Dham under the lotus feet, you know, at the lotus feet of Panchatattva. Or you may remember this, some different special qualities your spiritual master is having, you know, some divine qualities of your spiritual master and his activities. Remember that, and then you are meditating upon your spiritual master. Then you are chanting Jai Om Vishnupad, your Guru's name, Ki Jai, you know. Then, now Pancha, Guru is offered, in simplified process, Guru is offered Pancha Upchar, not Sodash Upchar. Deities are offered Sodash Upchar, Gurus can be offered Pancha Upchar. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be also offered Pancha Upchar. Pancha Upchar means Chandan, flower, dhoop, deep and some prasad. That is Pancha Upchar. So that we should offer one by one to a spiritual master, to his picture, by maybe offering water by each, for each. So my dear Guru Maharaj, please accept this chandan. If you have chandan, directly offer. If you don't have chandan, substitute water. There is a photo, so in photo you are not offering that. Then maybe you can use flower petals mixed with chandan, for chandan. Then second offering is, this chandan should be offered to Guru's head, hands and feet. And at the same time, you can also offer tulsi leaf in his right hand to offer to the deity. Second offering is flower. So we are offering flower mixed with chandan. Again, so please accept accept this flower offering at his lotus feet. You know, after that, you can put tulsi in this case, in this second, after second offering, you can put flower, chandan, then flower. Third is agarbatti, incense. Fourth is lamp. And then fifth is some Mahaprasad, Krishna's Mahaprasad. And then we are supposed to chant Gayatri Mantra for Guru. This is Panch Upchar. puja of spiritual master. Then
in the morning before,
offering any abhishek, anything before deity worship start, after Mangala Arati. Yeah, before Shringar.
That prasad we will bring, that Mangala prasad?
Yeah, you can offer, should be offered food. Mahaprasad, we are supposed to offer
offered food. You can offer to Guru. Then you can offer obeisances while chanting his pranam mantra. Now similarly, all five upcharas are offered to Guru Nitai also. All five upcharas. Same way. But here, the meditation about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navdvip Dham, that is, you know, that meditation should be there. What is the meditation? I praise the holy dham of Navadvip, which being entirely non-different from Sri Vrindavan, is completely different from the material world, consisting of the three planetary systems. Situated on the bank, beautiful banks of the Ganges, Navadvip is covered by beautiful groves and gardens, and it appears like the back of a gigantic turtle. The holy dham is filled with many great palatial houses made of gold, bedecked with brilliant jewels, and in those houses Krishna Sankirtan is always being performed in the mellow of ecstatic love. And the similar meditation for his associates. So these five things are offered one by one, as I said, of regarding Guru. Then we are offering obeisances to Panchatattva. Now let us talk about Panchatattva can be offered Soda Suchar also, or Radha Krishna. So first is Asana. Soda Upchar, first Upchar is Asana. You offer flower petals to the lotus feet and draw their attention, giving them Asana. Idam Asana. Second is Swagatam. Swagatam, Swagata Su Swagata. With joined palms, we request the Lord to welcome. You know, with joined palms. And we ask them to come. Third is Padya. Padya is washing the feet. Fourth is Argya. Argya is they take the water, and it is with the mood that they will take the water from you and they will put on their hand. That they will sprinkle on their head. It sprinkle on the head, deities will sprinkle on the heads, you know, argyam, or face washing, argyam, with the sank. Then, fifth, achmaniya, idam achmanam, giving achman water. Sixth, madhuparka. Madhuparka is mixed with, honey, yogurt. Only three things, white rice. Next time we'll give the recipe of Madhuparka. But Madhuparka is a little refreshing, fresh man. Madhuparka is something like they put in the mouth. It's, you know, refreshing, refreshment. But they don't eat, it's not something to drink. It's little bit put in the mouth, Madhuparka. So Madhuparka is very auspicious, considered very Madhuparka. Six is Madhuparka. One cup of Madhuparka. Punarachman. Seven is Punarachman. Again Achman. Then eight is Snan. Bathing. The deity. Remove the deity's clothes. It should remove with a soft and dry cloth. And just keep the gamcha and towel. we should ask them to come to Snan Patra. There is a Snan Patra where we offer Abhishek. So we should ask the deity to come to the Snan Patra. Then first we are offering oil massage. If you have oil, then you can offer with a cotton swab, or if not, then you just meditate. So, and while requesting, please accept this oil massage and bath. Okay. Then we should chant the mantras, that what generally mantras, Brahma Sanhita and other mantras. Ninth item is, vastra, to, this vastra is not towel.
Proper dress.
Yeah, dress. The towel is in bathing only, it is already clean, dried up. Vastra is proper deity dress. Srimati Subhadra should be offered kumkum, and you know, like for dresses, there are certain, we are not going to dress details, but there are certain things we have to keep in mind. Like, tenth is avaran. Avaran is ornaments. Different ornaments. 11 is Gandha, that is Chandan mixed with, you know, scents. You should offer to head, hand and feet. Chandan, 11 is Gandha. 12 is Pushpa, flower dipped in Chandan. At lotus feet. Tulsi Mandri and Tulsi leaf also along with this. 13 is Dhupa. Incense sticks. And 14 is Deepa. Or Deep Arthi. 15th is Naivedya, bhoga offering again. 16 is pranam. We should offer pranam to the deity. So this is Sodasopchar. Then Darshanarthi comes. Then Darshanarthi, you can remove everything from the altar which is not required. Then normal worship start. Darshanarthi, generally Darshanarthi is with dhoop and pushpa and chamar, or only chamar. Shankha should not be kept like this, you know, straight into the, you know, that pot. It should be like this. It should not like standing. It should be like this. Standing. So this is Shodasopchar worship.
This deep in the Shodasopchar is different than the Arti deep.
Yeah, Arti is different. This is inside the altar. We are offering all this Shodasopchar. Yeah, this is close curtain worship. So these are the source of our worship, and then next time I'll just give you about what are the mantras for each. Like as I told you, for each deity we have mantras. When I told you about idam achmayam, idam padyam, idam asanam, idam nevidyam, idam panyadikam, then idam astokshatakshalanam, idam mahaprasadam, idam tambulam also, idam mahaprasadam, idam, so all this thing is supposed to be meditated. Either you can chant the mantras, or you can meditate, this request in the mind, so both are accepted. So now you got what are the bhoga offering mantras. Standard worship includes little more worship, in the temple, like waking up the deity, giving them mouth washing and Astamoksha Prakhyam, and many other things are included in this. What I told just now is simplified process. The standard worship will include little more than this. So that I was thinking that we mostly everything is covered. 16 upcharas and all, mostly everything is covered. But we will just give you next time the additions. What are the additions in temple worship? We will include mudras and some more, mood behind this. And also we will try to include about some overview connected, some points connected to the deity worship. So that we can include in all this. I hope that you have noticed what the bhoga offering procedure and aarti. Aarti I did not tell, right? The aarti will describe in detail. Aarti should be, the concha should be, three times. One should blow the concha three times and then pushpanjali to the deity, to all guru parampara, pushpanjali. Then you start with dhupa. First is dhupa, that is seven circle. First offering is to your spiritual master, then parampara, and then ascending process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then maybe Radha Krishna. So in that way we should offer the worship. One round or three round as if taking permission from spiritual master. Sometimes devotees make the mistake by offering the guru full worship. That's a big mistake they offer. They do this. They offer full worship to guru and then they offer mahaprasad to deities. But that is a mistake. So we are offering one circle, one round to guru, or three round to guru. Then taking permission, and then we have offered the real worship, main worship, to the main deities, and then we come down in descending way and offer mahaprasad to all them, including guru and then demigods and Vaishnavas. So dhup seven rounds to the whole body, and as descending through Tulsi Maharani and other Sarva Swami Parampara, one or three rounds each, then at last Vaishnavas and demigods. Deepa should be offered four to the feet, two to the wrist, and three to the face, then seven whole body.
then is that
4
to the feet, 2 to the waist, and 3 to the face, and 7 all over. Got it? You got it? 7 times. For all body, 7 times.
Then Argyam, 3 on the face, 7 on the body.
Then,
some water after each deity, take out water from the, Arga Patra. Then Vastram 7 times. Then Gandha 7 times. Pushpa 7 times. And this Pushpa should be not just like this 7 times, but it should be offered later words. Immediately after this, you should offer the Pushpa directly to the lotus feet and wherever it is. Then Chamar Seva. So there is no any particular rule, it depends on your your desire, the more you want, as much you want. And same with Mor Pankha later. So this is the standard process. After Mor Pankha, the main arti should be generally 20 minutes minimum. So we have to manage the 20 minutes in such a way that it should be proper offering. Sometimes devotees, they finish the whole offering in 10 minutes, the rest 10 minutes they keep offering Mor Pankha. Sometimes what they do, that they quickly finish all the offering and then they keep offering their Guru or Prabhupada, Aarti or whatever preferably. Because they are not able to manage the proper timing and the motion, how slow or how much fast motion you should have. They are not able to manage. So that, I have seen that, sometimes they just quickly, very quickly they finish up that, do deep and all, and then they keep on doing Prabhupada for 10, 5 minutes, for 2 minutes. Why you are offering, you are offering your aarti to Gaur Nithai, then you are supposed to offer to Gaur Nithai, and you are giving only hardly 1 minute, 30 seconds to Gaur Nithai, and you are doing it 2 minutes for Prabhupada. All your Guru Maharaj. So this is not ideal way of offering. We should manage within 20 minutes, we should be able to offer proper items in a proper timing. Main worship is deity, and then Mahaprasad is being offered to the Parampara and Guru. It's not that we are offering full worship to the Guru or full worship to Parampara. No, we are not full worshipping. Should not be misunderstood. So then we are offering, after offering aarti, we ask for forgiveness for any offenses we have committed during aarti in the consciousness or in mind, if there is a lack of concentration. Then we are doing the conscious cleaning the place and cleaning the paraphernalia. And then after coming out of the altar, we are full obeisances. So this is standard procedure of aarti, performing aarti. That's what I said. After coming out of the altar. After coming out of the altar. We have to offer full obeisances. Like this. But in altar we are asking for forgiveness, folding the hand. Then please forgive us whatever. So in the altar, no stitches, only upavastra or dhoti, it should not be stitches. For the ladies it is different, but for gents it's same, it should not be. Second thing, during the aarti, sometimes devotees, they don't give argya prasad, water and flower during the aarti, because that may make disturbance during the aarti, coming out, giving water and. So after aarti, they offer water, sprinkling water and pushpa, distributing pushpa to devotees. Otherwise, they don't. Now, Narasimhadev oil fragrance. So, Prabhupada gave us one instruction that we should have daily Narasimhadev worship in every temple, in all the temple. So, Prabhupada said that Narasimhadev can be offered Gandha every day. So, that's why we are offering Gandha every day. We are not offering full worship. That is part of this. You know. One upchar, five upchar, 16 upchar, like this. In some temple we are nursing a deity, so we are offering full worship to Narasimhadev. So there we don't have this Gandha.
So we have to be only
no problem. So you can offer Gandha, that perfume. It's not a problem. Yeah, I mean in Prabhupada, in Mangala, Prabhupada says some scented oil. That we can offer.
Like if we have 2-3 this deity pictures, then for everyone we have to 7-7-7 or...
Depends. If you want that there should be multiple God in the altar, then you have to offer in them separately. But you have to select the main altar, which is the main one.
Yeah.
Which deity is the main one. So you offered the full offering there only. Like once I went to some house, Vishwamitra was there or maybe some other senior devotee. They were having Laddu Gopal lady and the Panchatattva photo. So they say that your main deity should be Panchatattva and Laddu Gopal should be extra deity. Even though there is a deity and there is a photo, but the photo should be given full service like that. Full offering should be given to Panchatattva. So that was the idea. But the devotees who are having Laddu Gopal at home, with the permission of their spiritual master, they can continue their worship. With the permission. And if Guru is saying, okay, continue, then they can continue, no problem. But if required, they can go and bring Gornithai, they can bring Gornithai and they can worship along with Laddu. And we should not bring the deities thinking just like, okay, somebody has brought the deity, I should bring the deity. Because to bring the deity at home requires so much commitment that today I will worship the deity, tomorrow my descendant will worship the deity. The deity will not be a burden to anyone in the future, and the deities will not go to any public temple or any other temple for worship. So that should be kept in the mind, then only one should bring the deity at home, otherwise should not. So, these are the normal procedures of aarti and bhoga offering. Anything is left? Any question? Means, ideally we should offer to each. Depends. When they say some jitne struggling temple honge, to usme to ekdam simplified hota hi jayega. They don't. That is compulsory. Compulsory.
He is late.
तो आपका वो भोगा का टाइम ऑटोमेटिकली कट हो जाएगा ना?
नहीं नहीं वो नहीं, तो निकलने से।
अच्छा निकलने तो उससे क्या फर्क पड़ता है?
हाँ तो ये देखो आसीन वही है, मैं ऐसा ऐसा करता हूँ।
उससे कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता। Again there is a question here. What the question is, what standard our temple has standardized? we have to follow that standard. If I am very good pujari and I know all the mantras and all those procedures and everything, and I start offering that way, you know, but that will be completely new for the deities. What is this? Who is this? You know, completely new, because they are accustomed to have very simplified worship. There is no offense to give elaborate service to at any point. There is no offense. But for ideal service, we should ask the authority, what are our standard? Simple. And we should follow that standard. What standard we have standardized? Simple. And if there is no standard, then you can decide your standard.
एक टेबल में तीन ऑर्डर है